Good morning. I'd like to thank everyone who came out in the Florida rain. Today's share is entitled The Friday Fast, Navigating a Busy Day. For those who keep score, this year being a leap year and many other oddities that one might find, is you do find a lot of calendar oddities in this year. And the Friday fast is definitely one of them. It's not so frequently that you have a Friday fast, pretty simply because of all the fasts that we have, the only one that could really come out on a Friday is this fast, the Sar Bat Aviv. And that doesn't happen all the time. It did happen within the last 5 years, 3-4 years ago. But it is infrequent. I didn't see the statisticians. When's the next time a Sar Bat Aviv is going to roll out on a Friday? But it's definitely an oddity, one of the oddities this year's calendar.
Next year.
Are you serious again?
Yeah.
And after that?
That could take a while.
Okay.
You can't.
Okay, so this year has a good shelf life. Hopefully this will last through next year. But hopefully beforehand we'll have the Geula, and we'll not need to make these fasts over the Chorban. But another calendar oddity a lot of people were talking about this past Shabbos, you had Shabbos Parshas Miketz, which is not Shabbos Chanukah. That's tremendously an oddity. The next time that's going to happen, and we're going to lane the simple Haftorah for Parshas Miketz, is the word the year 2040. Put that on your calendars. Be'ezus Hashem. We hope to do this share right then and there. But a Friday fast is definitely something which is different, something we're not used to, and something it's good to prepare ahead of time. In fact, I'll begin with this halacha, then I want to dip back into a broader introduction to what Asar Bat Aviv itself is. But if you look on your sheets, the Mechaber, this is Arachaim Simen Tov Kuf Nun, says the following idea. I doubt anyone in this room experiences this past Shabbos before we read the halacha. We have some gabayim in the room. In any shul that you daven on Shabbos, did they announce, I don't mean within the schedule for, you know, davening times per se, but were there like a announcement, this Friday is a fast, but where this Friday is a fast?
No.
However, if you davened in Kehilat Svardim, or some Sephardi shul, you might have heard such an announcement. The Mechaber in Sif Dalad, it says Kuf Nun, Tav Kuf Nun, Sif Dalad, B'Shabbos Kodim Mitzon, Machlit Shliach Tzibur. The Chazin will get up at some point in Davening and will announce the upcoming fast. Chutz, Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, and Purim, except for those three. It's something to remember that. But normally the Chazan, I would assume, I never saw this myself, but I assume, you know, he takes a Sefer Torah before he goes back for Musaf, something like that. At some point, the Chazan will announce that this coming week has a fast. This is in general. A fast is coming up on Tuesday. They'll announce it. Mm-hmm. You know, the same way your Machriz, the Chodesh, the new moon, right, we do there, it's a whole bracha. But seemingly there is a minog to announce a tzom on the upcoming week. Now he writes, the Rama writes, a minog Ashkenazim, shalach v'shum echemem. We don't do by anyone our minog, we don't announce any fast. They just happen. But if anything, this is the one fast which is definitely kedai to announce, because you have to prepare, you have to understand, this Friday is going to be different than all the Fridays, because we have a fast on Friday going into Shabbos, and it comes with important halachas. Yes?
Curiosity, could it be that in the Ashkenazi world, calendars were more accessible?
The question brought up was, the Ashkenazim have more access to calendars, right? Look, I think the Sephardim were just as smart businessmen, and they would sell calendars too. Right?
Smarter.
I'm trying to be politically correct. But, yeah. A calendar is a smart thing to sell, especially since everyone's going to need a new one the coming year. Yeah. Now, I didn't get a chance to put on the sheets, but there's an interesting piece from Reb Chaim Brisker. The famous Reb Chaim Brisker has a famous piece. It's in Reb Chaim al Shas, what they call the stencil, where he brings what you call a Brisker Lu Yitzur. Now, the yeshivish world, people get a little nervous when you hear the word Lu Yitzur, fancy Yiddish word. But all that it means for the academics out there is a theoretical point. Practically, you were just talking about the calendar. Practically, based on the calendar, Asar Bet Davis will not come out on a Shabbos. Come out on a Friday. But based upon our calendar, Asar Bet Davis will not come out on a Shabbos. But Lu Yitzur, but theoretically, it would come out on Shabbos. I have a question. Would one fast on Shabbos?
Or if it's a nitcha, but it's on Friday, because you can on Friday, or we'll go back to Thursday.
Right, okay. Right, but we do fast on Friday, so we know the answer. We would fast on a Friday. It could fall out on Friday, and we fast on a Friday. But Lu Yitzur, theoretically, if a Sarbat day was found on a Shabbos, would we fast on a Shabbos?
No.
So the simple answer everyone says is no. We only know of two fasts that we fast on Shabbos, Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, but Tisha B'Av we don't. We push it off. So there's really only one. Would I fast Asar B'Tavis on Shabbos? And the answer of Chaim Brisker says, really based on the Bahag, that the answer is yes. If theoretically speaking, Asar B'Tavis fell out on the Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos. Now, Tisha B'Av, we don't fast on Shabbos. But Asar B'Tavis, you would? How do you explain that?
The difference in the whole Shabbos versus not the whole Shabbos.
But why?
Tisha B'Av is mamash the whole Shabbos.
Okay. Interesting point. Right? So, one answer given here is Tisha B'Av is a full Shabbos day from the night through the day. So the entire Shabbos you'd be fasting. I suppose those are B'Davis. There, you'll only be fasting during the morning hours. Okay? Good point. But, Josh, I'll say back to you. You're arguing with Chaim Brisker. He's going to give a different answer. And I'll tell you why he gave a different answer. Because really the issue of fasting on Shabbos is seemingly any point of Shabbos to fast.
But we do that on Tisha B'Av also, because we start the fast while it's still Shabbos anyway.
Okay, it's already dark.
But yeah.
Okay, but still. Okay.
It's not dark.
Huh?
It's not dark.
Mishkia. Okay, because we're nervous when the time Mishkia is.
It's not dark.
But practically.
It's not dark.
Okay, it's close enough.
You also have.
Yeah. Okay, but Tisha B'Av itself, we don't even fast on Shabbos.
Right, but it could be that's the forerunner that started it all.
Okay, another interesting idea, that the starting point is worse than anything else, and that's why we're more machmer about it. And Asar B'Tavis, we mark the beginning of the end, and that's why in some ways more chomer. Okay, interesting idea. Chaim Brisker gives a different shot. You know, just explain Tisha B'Av. First, let me explain Tisha B'Av. Part of the reason why Tisha B'Av, we push it off when it falls on a Shabbos or Sunday, is because really there's a whole debate. We once gave a share on this. What's the best day to fast for the Chorban? Is it Tisha B'Av are really Asar Ba'av. Because really, Beis HaMikdash was burning on Asar Ba'av. So really, in some ways, that's the better day to do it. So when anyway Tisha B'Av falls on the Shabbos, so we say, okay, let's go opt for the 10th. Because you have, in a certain sense, a better day to do it. But Reb Chaim Brisker says, I'll tell you the reason why Lu Yitzur, theoretically, Asar B'Davis fell on Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos. Is there something unique about Asar B'Davis? Is a lot of the other fasts are fasts, which I would use the language, it's a legal holiday. What do I mean by a legal holiday?
25th.
The first, no, not that.
Not that legal.
Not that legal holiday. I see you're in the season mood. The legal holiday, I mean Washington's birthday, New Year's, Labor Day. Right? On the American calendar, we make legal holidays the first Monday, you know, that fits over here. That's how you mark a legal holiday. It's within the month, and it's close enough to the date. Right? America's not the only country to do this. Other countries do it too. But really, some of the fasts are together a legal holiday. Is we mark what's going on 3 weeks in Shavuos Madamas, we mark other events. Asar B'Teves, Reb Chaim Brisker says, was specifically on Asar B'Teves. So there's a difference between a fast, which really is for a time period, and we use this date as a marking, as what I call the legal holiday, versus Asar B'Teves, that's when it happened. So since the events, the beginning of the Chorban, actually happened on Asar B'Teves, that's why that date carries with it this strong halachic power that it even would push off a Shabbos. Azoy Zok B'Chaim Brisker. Which I think gives us a certain perspective. We're coming into a Friday fast, which we'll see is not an easy fast to do. There's a lot doing. You know, in some ways, it goes both ways. Some people, when they're busy in a fast day, it makes the fast go easier. But for many people, when you're fasting on a busy day, it makes the day harder.
But,
and Friday is always a busy day.
Especially preparing for
Shalom Zahar. Okay, Baruch Hashem, Mazel Tov. But Friday is always a busy day. But when you add to the equation a fast, you're not yourself. You know, what was the Mishnah that we lay in every Friday, at least us Ashkenazim, between Mincha and Ma'ariv, Shlosh Dvar, Modern Tzarech Lom, Toch Beis Arev Shabbos, Mechashecha, you gotta see them, Rashi says, B'nichusa, because Fridays could be hectic, and it's not so easy. If any Friday is hectic, this Friday's gonna be super hectic. But if we have the perspective, it's an important day, this is the day of Asar B'Teves, that bad things happen to Jewish people, and we fast even if it be a Shabbos, okay? I know I have big work to do.
So Tainas Esther is not the same.
Yes and no.
Exactly.
Really, Esther fasted.
For sure.
Right.
Yom Kippur is Tekufa. How about Shiloh Sabbat Tammuz?
Yeah. So that's I actually used that as my example.
I'm just saying.
And
like,
that's a little tricky. You're right.